Good morning. I'm Holly Hanauer. I've been a member here for 23 years, but I'm originally a Lutheran farm girl from South Dakota. And I still describe myself as a Lutheran in my bones, but a UU in my heart and mind. And I want to tell you a little about my roots. I'm part of the fourth generation at Highlanda Lutheran Church, an iconic white country church with a tall steeple. My mother grew up there, as did both her parents, and their parents helped build the church as immigrants from Sweden. Mom was the organist there, directed the junior choir, taught Sunday school, helped serve countless church dinners. This is where she belonged. It was as much her home as the farm and the house and her gardens. The younger generations have moved away, and attendance is now around 15 on Sundays, but those dedicated few keep things going and take care of each other. My mom had various health issues in her 70s and then developed Lewy body dementia and lived in a nursing home for the last 3.5 years, gradually losing the ability to communicate. Every Sunday, my dad drove 12 miles to pick her up and take her to church. She could still sing the familiar hymns and say the creeds and Lord's Prayer, even though she couldn't really converse with anyone. During the passing of the peace, every single person would come up to my mom to take her hand and say, "God's peace, Dorothy." They were so good to my parents in these difficult years. Mom died last July. Dad wanted lots of music and hymns at her funeral. The church was full, even the balcony, and Lutherans can really sing. So many people loved and admired my mom. They came to honor her and support our family, and that was really comforting. For years now, when I've attended a church service with my parents, I've felt pretty uncomfortable. I left Christian theology behind a long time ago. The sermons and creeds just make me all tight inside. I sing the hymns unenthusiastically. But I've always known the love and goodness of my community there. That is what's in my bones. They are kind people. They know each other's struggles. They're hardworking, steadfast stewards. And my dad is one of the finest examples of devotion that I've ever seen, as he cared for my mom, visited her every day, and loved her to the very end and beyond. Every Sunday when we sing Spirit of Life and we come to the lines, "Roots hold me close," I think of my parents and my home there. I know this is a strange stewardship talk because I've said more about Highlanda than this church, but this is my relevant story at this moment. I belong in two places. I'm lucky that way. But this community is where I can truly share my stories. More importantly, this is where I can continue to expand my heart and my mind. So the line in Spirit of Life, "Wings set me free," is for this place. I know you all have stories like this of places where you once belonged or didn't, and of people you've loved and lost, and you're very much like my native people. You are the steadfast stewards who have cared for each other here and given countless volunteers, hours, and your money to this community because it matters to you. I could talk about the budget or programs or the dire need for our reasoned principles and our inclusive faith in today's political climate. This is all vitally important, as it has been described so well by other speakers and by our dedicated stewardship committee. But what I really want to say is that I hope you all have a sense deep in your bones of a strong foundation of love and goodness here that strengthens you. I hope you trust that you can open your heart here and that you will be held in our hearts when you most need it. I hope we all continue to open our minds to each other, sharing ideas, listening, learning, and stretching ourselves individually and as a community. I belong here. My whole self can belong here. This is why I give my time and my treasure. Please give as generously as you are able. Thank you.